Virginia Public Radio is underwritten by the Virginia Education Association. Teaching, learning, leading.
Cigar stores are a booming business in Virginia, a state where tobacco leaves are painted into the architectural details here at the Capitol. But lawmakers are snuffing out an effort to allow alcohol at cigar stores. Democratic leader Dick Saslaw says Virginia has already carved out too many exemptions for nail salons and art museums and day spas.
Once we start doing away with this food requirement, there's going to be another bill in here to expand that. And I think we just will have made a big mistake gradually moving this state towards corner bars.
Now, restaurants and hotels have long opposed changing the required food-to-alcohol ratio, which keeps bars out of Virginia by requiring about half of the revenue come from food. But Republican Senator Frank Wagner of Virginia Beach says it's time to ditch the ratio.
And I think it's time that we look at the food and beverage ratio at all and decide that perhaps that's not something we need here any longer in Virginia. But up until that point and from here on, I'm going to resist any more of these bills till we finally get down to the root cause and start talking about that.
And so a coalition of people who want to prevent bars joined a coalition of people who want to advocate for bars to prevent alcohol from being served at cigar stores. Reporting from the Capitol in Richmond, I'm Michael Pope.